St. Canice's Kilkenny Credit Union sponsors the featured match on Community Radio Kilkenny City 88.7 FM.
St. Canice's Credit Union Senior Hurling League. James Stevens 121, Clara 213. This victory for James Stevens over Clara in the fifth round of the St. Canice's Credit Union Senior Hurling League in Gordon saw the city side jump from third to first place in their group league table, and in doing so qualified for the 2018 Senior League final, where neighbours O'Loughlinsgales will provide the opposition. Clara could not improve their fifth place position in the group and lined out without the services of injured trio Lester Ryan, Kieran Prendergast and Sean O'Shea. They will hope to have those players back for their first round championship tie against Dunsfort in 2 weeks. Clara enjoyed wind advantage in the opening half but struggled to contain James Stevens, who opened up a 4 points to no score lead in the opening 10 minutes, courtesy of Matthew Root, Luke Scanlon, Owen Larkin and Jamie Byrne. The Villagemen dominated the opening quarter with a solid defence in midfield. Liam Ryan managed to get Clara off the mark after 11 minutes, momentarily halting the grip James Stevens had on the game. Further points from Tygo Dwyer and a David Walton free edged the city side ahead 0-6 to 0-1 at the end of the first quarter. With the wind in their backs, Clara needed to tag on a few scores, and they did just that as the game entered the second quarter. Hesitancy in the James Stevens defence saw Chris Bulger get his hurley to a long delivery in the 16th minute for Clara's opening goal. A point almost from the puck out from David Langton saw Clara trail by just 2 points, a good recovery given the earlier James Stevens dominance. David Walton pointed another James Stevens close in free within a minute of that goal, but the defensive frailties were once again to prove costly for the Villagemen when another delivery was flicked to the net by Chris Bulger. That score brought the sides level and the game was now a real contest. The closing 10 minutes of the first half saw tit-for-tat scoring as the sides scored 3 points each to level the tie at the interval. Luke Scanlon, the best player on view, gave his side a whirlwind start to the second half with 3 points on the trot in the opening 7 minutes. James Stevens looked at that stage as if they might pull away from their opponents, but not so. 2 pointed frees from James Bergen and another point from Chris Bulger had the margin back to a single point entering the fourth quarter. The introduction of Niall Brazel to the James Stevens attack was key to their strong showing in the closing quarter of the game. His 3 points were key scores and helped to build on the city side's growing dominance as the game entered the closing stages. A goal from Matthew McWay 10 minutes from the end of the game wrapped up the tie. The goal was superbly set up by Matthew Root, and his deft reverse pass confused the Clara defence, leaving the inrushing McWay to finish to the net. Despite being 6 points behind at that stage, Clara kept battling to the finish and hit 4 points in the closing 5 minutes to 1 for James Stevens. James Stevens were the stronger side and deserved to win the game, but they will need to ponder on the concession of those first half goals. Conor Brown at centre-back was superb for the winners, with Jackie Tyrrell and David Hennessy solid all through. Owen Larkin started at midfield but spent an amount of time helping defensively, especially in the second half. Luke Scanlon, operating as a roving centre-half forward, got on a lot of ball and was the fulcrum for many of his side scores. The introduction of Niall Brazel was a big boost for the winners, and he can expect a starting spot the next day. Overall, the James Stevens mentors will be happy to have seen 10 different players on the score sheet. While a win would not have changed their league spot, Clara, after a sluggish start, worked extremely hard to stay in the coattails of their opponents. They were in the game up to the McWay goal, but still showed commendable spirit, which they will need the next day against Dunsfort in the opening round of the championship. Clara's best were Shane Prendergast, Conor O'Shea, Liam Ryan, David Langton and Chris Bulger. Final score from Gordon, James Stevens 121, Clara 213.
St. Canice's Credit Union Kilkenny sponsors Man of the Match on Community Radio Kilkenny City 88.7 FM. And our reporter Nicky Brennan chose Conor Brown, centre-back for James Stevens, as the man of the match. He gave another outstanding display in the number 6 jersey and is one of the main reasons that James Stevens is now in the St. Canice's Credit Union Senior Hurling League final. St. Canice's Credit Union Kilkenny sponsors Man of the Match on Community Radio Kilkenny City 88.7 FM.